be.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us in the second hour here. We've got Stan up in Frederick would like to name that tune and the artist that did it. Go ahead there, Stan.
I'm having a problem with the name of it, but the group was the Kingston Trio.
That is correct, the Kingston Trio. They're rioting in Africa. Yep, exactly right. It's called the Merry Minuet. If you listen to the cadence, it might give you that minuet tone. So
there, it just takes me back a little bit because my parents wouldn't let me listen to any decent rock and roll when I was young. They thought it might disturb the poor youth.
Yeah, it might warp your brain. Yeah, yeah, well, exactly. The devil's music.
So, yeah, I'm here to tell you, it ruined my life.
Yep. Do you want to go to the outdoor show?
No, sir. If you could donate those tickets to a veteran, I'd appreciate it.
We'll be glad to do that. We'll be glad to do that. Yep.
I'd love to stay and chat, but my timing's off a little bit. My speakers have a little bit of frostbite at minute. It's a little bit hard to hear you.
So I got it. All right.
I'm getting to the mixing bowl down here at 695, and I'll put both hands on the
mixing. Yeah, I would do that. All right. Hang up. Go away. Keep the shiny side up. We love you. Take care.
Always listening, Mr. Allen.
Thanks, Stan. See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Good guy, Stan. So, all right. 410. No. We're going to do that interview, aren't we, Ron? All right. We had an interview this week with, we did it on the phone, with the show director of the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, and here she is. And welcome back, everyone. This is Alan Ellis with the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we are on the phone right now with Christina Paladou. Did I say that right, Christina?
Close. It's Paladou.
Paladou. Okay. Thank you for the correction. That's all good. She is the NRA Media Relations Manager, and we're going to talk about the Great American Outdoor Show for 2019. This show's been around for a while, right?
That's right. Well, at least the tradition of the show has been around for generations as the Eastern Sports and Outdoors Show. But
right.
NRA took over ownership and production of that show in 2014. So this will be the sixth year of the Great American Outdoor Show, as it has been named by NRA.
I remember that takeover, and I remember why. It was the previous owners of the show decided that it was a bad idea because black rifles were mean looking, so
right,
and
yeah,
and lost the majority, I guess, of their exhibitors, and had to cancel the show because so many people pulled out. And I think that was a big statement on the state of our country today. So glad the NRA stepped up and did that. So our show starts today, this Saturday, and runs till when?
It runs all the way through the week, through next weekend. The last day will be Sunday, February 10th.
February 10th. So, okay, we're a nine-day show or something close to that. And
that's right.
Yeah, good. And, look, I've never been to a bigger show. I mean, this has got to be the biggest outdoors-oriented hunting, fishing, archery, gun show in the country.
It is. Actually, we build as the largest consumer outdoor show in the world. There's really no other place or time that you're going to get the number of vendors and exhibitors and professionals and outdoor and shooting related products all under one roof at the same time. It's 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. We've got more than 1,100 exhibitors with more than 1 million outdoor and shooting related products it's really, if it's in the outdoors, it's going
to
be here.
It's going to be there. Something, you're going to find something to see, do, or buy when you go to the show. There's no question. Of course, I've been doing it since my younger days. I've been on the air here. I've been on the air here 30 years, and used to, I live in Pennsylvania and used to go to that show when I lived up there. So, I mean, it's a tradition with a lot of people. And of course, you know, times change, things change, exhibitors change, people move on and technology advances. And it just, we were there last year, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful show. It's huge. You know, people go there on their day off and they don't know where to go first, but you know, there's a gazillion things you can see or do. But there are some special attractions there. For example, I don't want to get to the concert yet, but every day there's something going on that people can see. You want to give us a few things on some of the attractions, if you would?
Sure. Going on at the beginning of the week, we've got Doc Dogs. That's always a favorite with the crowds. It's a great place to go.
Sure.
Take a load off your feet, watch the dogs, have a great time sloshing around in the pool there. Along with Doc Dogs in the large arena this year, we're also going to have a new chainsaw demos area.
Nice.
You can go watch some chainsaw carvers create wood art. I'm sure that'll be some great sights and sounds there as well. So both that and Doc Dogs will be the first half of the week before setup starts for that concert, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the Pennsylvania Taxidermy Association competition. So
nice.
You can go take a look at some of those incredible displays of taxidermy talent there as well.
There are some of the finest taxidermists in the world in Pennsylvania. I mean, they are just some spectacular artists, and it takes a lot to be a taxidermist. We have some good ones here in Maryland, no question about it. But, you know, when you walk that show, you see some of these exhibits that you don't even know how they've accomplished what they've done in recreating these lifelike animals. And that sounds pretty exciting to me. So that's, you know, I love good taxidermy, and my wife will tell you that there's plenty of it in the house. You know, she's all about that, too. So that's great. Doc Dogs, Taxidermy Association, Kids Casting Contest, you know, throughout from time to time. And, of course, all this is available online, right? You want to give the folks a website where they can check all this out first?
Sure. The website is greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Okay.
And so, yeah, like you said, you can find the schedule of seminars, the list, whole list of events, celebrity appearances, as well as online ticket sales. So go ahead and get your tickets early online so you don't have to wait out in the cold in those lines
when you
get to the show.
Yeah, you can go right in the door, which is pretty good. I like to talk about a few of the speakers, if you could.
Mm-hmm.
I see some of the ones that you're calling new speakers, like Dr. Grant Woods.
That's right.
You know, on working with deer, David Blanton from some television shows that he's done. Eddie Salter is another one from the Turkey guy, Eddie Salter.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you've got some folks that have been there in the past, and a couple favorites that people might want to come and see, and that's Phil Robertson from The Duck Commander. You've got Lee and Tiffany Lukoski, always a favorite. Tiffany's always a favorite with the guys. Barry Wenzel, who I know, and he's a good guy, one of the twins, Gene and Barry Wenzel, traditional bow hunter. And then a couple other ones, you might want to give us some more insights on some of these guys and what they're going to talk about.
Sure. Well, we've also got returning again this year the Raptors Up Close seminars, which is another great thing going on all throughout the week. So that's some really cool Birds of Prey seminars.
Right.
We've also got seminars going on all throughout the week at the 5,000-gallon hog tank. So if you're looking to learn anything about fishing, head to the hog tank, because nonstop throughout the week we're going to have people there. We've got Ken Penrod, Bobby Urig, Travis Manson, and more, like, throughout the week. So, that's a great place to start if fishing is your favorite.
Ken Penrod's well known here in Maryland. I fished with Ken on the Potomac once or twice, and you know, he knows what he's talking about, and he's very good at those demonstrations when he gets up on the hog trough and some of the lures that he demonstrates, the techniques that he gives out are invaluable if you're a fisherman, you know. No question about that. So
absolutely.
That's great. And so tell me a little bit more about the country concert. If you want people to attend that concert, when is that? And what's that all about?
Sure. So the country concert is the second Saturday of the show. Once again, NRA Country is hosting. It's going to be a great night of country music and just continued celebration of sort of the outdoors lifestyle.
Sure.
So Saturday, February 9th, doors will open at 6. And this year, our headliner is Lee Bryce, and he'll be joined by special guests Ethan Corbin and Tyler Farr.
Beautiful.
So those tickets are going fast, so definitely get those online as you can if you want to make it to that.
Get the tickets online and get to that country concert. Well, good. I mean, these people are not, these are not the mega superstars, but by golly, they're pretty darn good artists, and we want
absolutely.
We want to make sure we get as many people to that as possible. So, look, it sounds like you guys have got it covered. I mean, I've known about the show and been with you guys promoting it since the beginning. And you got a great media person there in Allison, who I deal with on a daily basis almost, it seems like, this time of year. And we're giving away tickets here. And I mean, we've given away tickets. And listen to this great thing. We've given away tickets over the past couple of weeks here. And people have said, hey, look, I appreciate winning the tickets. I'm not sure I can go. Give our tickets to a vet.
That's a great way to do that.
So we have sent out more than half of the tickets that we had to give away to different vets, a couple wounded vets, a couple of vets that were just excited to go. And so, you know, we're just thrilled with our listeners because they have big hearts. And, you know, hopefully plenty of them are going to show up, and you'll see some vets up there walking around with their complimentary tickets courtesy of NRA and the Outdoorsman Show. So it looks it does my heart good to be able to do that. So
absolutely. Well, we can't wait to see him here. And I think it really goes to show the sort of, you know, the people that are coming here to attend the show. It's really, you know, it's about being supportive and welcoming and honoring those traditions.
Sure.
And, you know, the show isn't just a celebration of the outdoors, but sort of America and everything that it stands for.
I got to tell you something, and I got to tell our listeners this. I don't know if I shared this before. My wife and I were in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and there was a craft show going on there in downtown Gatlinburg. And the band was warming up. They were, you know, just kind of playing background music for the event. You could go watch them or listen over the loudspeakers and so forth. And they opened with the national anthem. When they started playing the national anthem, it was absolutely amazing. There were probably 1,000 people in this venue at that time. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning. Everybody stopped. People stopped in their aisles. You could see people with their hands over their hearts. You could see men with their hats off. Just in this huge venue, in this convention center in Tennessee, and the national anthem starts to play, and I said to my wife, I said, this is America on display right here. This is what it's all about. And that's what the NRA Great American Outdoor Show is also what it's all about. It's about our Second Amendment. It's about our living free in the United States. It's about, you know, what made our country great: God, guns, and guts.
That's right, and we really just are so happy that we can be here to continue this tradition of the outdoor show here and continue to welcome hundreds of thousands of people here to be able to celebrate all those things all together, to come together as a community and really have an annual celebration of the outdoors and the American lifestyle.
Tell us about the guns. Tell us about the gun manufacturers and the displays on the guns.
So the Shooting Sports Hall is filled with all sorts of manufacturers and products that you can go. There will be no firearms for sale, but you can go and get hands-on with those products, with accessories and gear. And it's a great place to start if you're looking for something new or want to be able to talk to a manufacturer directly with some questions or anything like that. We've got big names in the industry, and so if you're looking for something, definitely head to the website and check out the full list of exhibitors that we've got on there to see if, you know, the exact person that you're looking for is going to be here, and check out on the map where you can find them so you
Beautiful.
Can head right there.
Beautiful. Well, you know, I've been there and I walked through that hall of firearms and so forth. And I mean, you can talk to the manufacturer's representatives. You can talk to, you know, the people that are intimately familiar with the firearms. You can see all the latest and greatest. I mean, they're just coming off the annual SHOT Show, where the manufacturers, you know, write their orders for the year and display their goods and so forth. And so, you know, the latest and greatest is going to be there. If you're hearing about a firearm and you know you want to go see it, lay hands on it, you can do that at the Great American Outdoor Show for sure. And, you know, like you said, there's nothing there, but you can pick up a catalog for sure.
Exactly.
You know, take a bag.
Yeah.
to carry all the merchandise, not the merchandise, but carry all the brochures and catalogs,
right,
and things you're gonna get, because, you know, you can walk out of there with a whole bag full of stuff and, you know, go over it, if you love the show. So, I'm guessing folks can also sign up to join the NRA while they're at the show.
That's right, they can. So either when you're going online to get tickets or when you come to the show, you can sign up or renew your NRA membership for 1, 3, or 5 years, or add a life membership, and you'll get a free admission to the show. So the single day admission is $14, but if you renew or join NRA, you save that $14.
Oh, that's great. That's a great deal right there. I mean, you can always join the NRA. And, of course, you know, National Rifle Association is very active in Congress in the United States, and you know, their press releases go out all the time, and you just want to give them a big hug for what they do for this country. So, look, we're coming near here to the end of our segment. Christine, I just wondered if you have any further words for our listeners other than, hey, get your butt in gear and go to the show.
That's right. Yeah, we just can't wait to see everybody here for the 9 days of the show. It's always, every day is worth a visit. It's worth more than one day of a visit. So there's a 2-day pass that saves you a few dollars if you buy 2 days worth of passes, mm-hmm, together. So it's definitely not enough to cover in one day. So if you're thinking you want to try and see it all, the 2-day pass is definitely the way to go, or plan on coming back an afternoon during the week, because it's only $8 from 3 to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday.
Sure,
so that's another great,
that's
ticket
great
special as well.
And I always advise people to try and catch a shuttle somewhere and go to the show that way, and then you can get in and out very easily. Just show up at the door and the shuttle picks you up and takes you back to where you parked your car. So it's easy in and out if you want it to be. If you want to park in a parking lot and walk a while, you can do that too. Give us a website again, if you would, Christina.
Sure, www.greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Thank you, Christina Palladio, the NRA Media Relations Manager for the Great American Outdoor Show, going on starting today through next Saturday. And we look forward to hopefully bumping into some of you, our listeners, there in the aisle. So thanks, Christina. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you for having me, you too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Well, that was good. Time for me to tell you, though, about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Kent Island, right there off Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road. Why not check them out? Look, it's kind of like cabin fever time. I mean, it's the last day of waterfowl season, and there's going to be some, you know, there's going to be some other opportunities out there for waterfowl. But check out the full line of waterfowl stuff. And if you are successful today, drop your geese off there. They'll pick them. They'll clean them. They'll do whatever you want to do to get them ready to eat for you. It's a general topic is waterfowl picking, and they do that. But if you want them, you know, breasted out, they'll do that as well. Great job. We always get our stuff done there when we're on the upper shore to get our, you know, get our geese breasted out, done right there. Now, there's a large section of clothing, banded and scentlock clothing for waterfowl, for deer hunters. There's Rambo bikes, which are pretty cool. There's, you know, there's fishing season coming up. While you're there, and your fishermen browse the different trolling lures, the different bucktails, the different parachutes, the planer boards. They'll make custom planer boards for you. You know, if you happen to remember to bring your reel with you, and you know you're going to go goose hunting, you're going to have something to do. Well, have them fill your spool with a brand new line for the trolling season. It's all right there. Archery, shotguns, rifles, muzzle loaders. Anything you need for the outdoors is at Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Crossbows, Matthews, Raven, you name it, they've got it. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Check out the sales, too. Don't forget to ask them about their sales, especially on things like tree stands and so forth. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island. 410-604-2500. It's Chesapeake Outdoors.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
We know it's hard to see everything the Great American Outdoor Show has to offer in just one day. So take advantage of our ticket specials. Our afternoon ticket. Good Monday, February 4th through Thursday, February 7th gets you in anytime after 3 p.m. for just $8. Then bounce back on Sunday, February 10th for free. Bring your ticket stub from any previous day of the 2019 Great American Outdoor Show and get in for free. Explore the world's largest outdoor show at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Limit one ticket per person.
Hey, Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational and even commercial crabbing and bay fishing tackle, too. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. Good stuff. See Bay Country Crabbing Supply today, tomorrow. Nope, see him today and tomorrow in the shop. In a couple of weeks, you'll see him at the Pasadena Sport Fishing Show. Mark your calendars, too, for April 13th. It's the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, give him a call, 410-956-0300. Waterman, take your license to Bay Country Crabbing Supply for your discount. Website, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Let me tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You know they're big. They're getting ready for fishing. I mean, despite the weather, it's fishing season. If you haven't gotten your license, get your license or get it there when you go to Clyde's. They've got all the live bait. It's going to be warm next week. Time to do a little perch fishing maybe a little white perch, a little yellow perch. You never know. Crappie, pickerel, they've got all the bait. They've got all the lures. I saw some Johnson Silver Minnows in there the other day for pickerel. I mean, how many shops do you know that carry the Johnson Silver Minnow? Clyde's has them. They have all the old classic baits. They have all the new stuff. They have trout bait. They have all the little jigs and darts and twisters and that kind of stuff, too. Don't forget all your terminal tackle, all your little hooks, your bobbers, your weights, your snelled hooks and all that, top and bottom rigs. It's all there, Clyde Sports Shop. Don't forget, They have a 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-FISH, 410-247-FISH. Remember, like I do, 247-3474, 247-FISH is a fishing hotline. Check out what's going on. Once the weather warms up a little bit, they renew that about once a week or so. They update that fishing report. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop, Clyde's Sports, two S's in the middle, .com.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Kilt him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy,
sing along.
Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
All right. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Hey, Glenn. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
Other than being freezing out there.
Yeah. It was 10 when I left the house this morning. Warmed all the way up to 12 here in Baltimore. So, yeah. Yep.
Anyway, the main sun, stay high and all. So, yeah, you are. And kind of wanted to get the address to the sheriff's down on in Dorchester County on the 22nd and 3rd.
Oh, it's at the South Dorchester School there in Golden Hill. Yeah, did you want tickets, Glenn?
In a way, yeah, but I'm not sure if I can get my friend to go or not. But I would definitely would like to. I don't want to get him and not use him.
Well, I mean, you can all, if you get him, you can always give him to somebody.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. All right. Okay. So we'll ask Ron if he's in there to put you on hold. He'll get your address here when we're done talking. And there he goes. All right. Well, Glenn, I appreciate the call there. Ron has already got you captured, so he'll get your address and we'll get some tickets out to you. Appreciate the call. And speaking of that show, the National Outdoor Show, we're giving some tickets away here from time to time. Bucks, bears, and stags will be there. Doug Wigfield will be there. Doug is a noted sika deer expert and kind of created the measuring system based on Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young, the two national organizations to score our Maryland sika deer. Not recognized by those national organizations, by the way, because they are an exotic species, but we recognize them in bucks, bears, stags. Stags is a big part of our name and a big part of what we do. Doug will be there at the National Outdoor Show Friday night and Saturday to measure sika deer and anything else that comes through the door. Not sure if we're going to be joined by any of our other measures or not, but you know, we'll have plenty of time there for you. If you took a nice sika deer, we can certainly measure it up. Do yourself a favor, go to our website, and that's bucks-bears-stags.com, and check that out and see, you know, go under events and you'll see our appearance at the National Outdoor Show. And then we got another event coming up called the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet. And that's in Glen Burnie on March 9th. You can get your tickets to that on the Maryland Bowhunter Society website and see our flyer there. We're going to have the state record sika deer on display for the archery, you know, folks. We'll be measuring two locked antler bucks, which is going to be really cool. Tom Paul found a set of pretty good-sized deer. I mean, really nice, major, mature bucks locked together down in southern Maryland. He'll be there to tell you the story, and we'll actually be scoring those locked antlers. You'll see that take place. So that'll be fun. And then Ed Winchester will be there. He shot a deer in Queen Anne's County with his bow this year, a giant non-typical that made not only bucks, bears, and stags real high up, but he also made Pope and Young with that and also Boone and Crockett Club. That's a unique animal to take with a bow. This is a massive deer. When you look at this deer's antlers, we actually had a picture of a Coca-Cola can sitting on the skull between the antlers. And the diameter of the bases of those deer antlers is the same as the diameter of that Coke can. I mean, it's an incredible deer. I can't wait to see it myself. Our measure in Harford County, Bobby Newton, Robert Newton III, we call him Bobby, measured that up for Ed, along with some others. And then, you know, Doug has been scoring some measuring and scoring some pretty impressive sick of deer as well. Visit our Facebook page, Bucks-Bears-Stags on Facebook, or Bucks-Bears-Stags, and you'll see some of the animals there that we've been measuring and talking to people. And, you know, we're coming out with a record book. No question about it. We're doing that in December of this year. We're going to take entries up, you know, for 2018 all the way up till, you know, about middle September. And then we'll put out the first record book for Maryland's Bucks, Bears, and Stags. We do need some bears. If we got anybody in the listening audience that knows anybody that killed a nice bear up in Garrett County, you know, you get your bear mounted, you get a rug, or you get a shoulder mount, or you get a full body mount. You know, they don't utilize the skull. Usually that's part of the thing they give back, is that bear skull. And that's how bears are measured, length and width of their skulls. And that tells you how many inches of measurement you have. And we're looking for bears for our record book as well. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number here. If you'd like to weigh in, we'd love to hear from you. And anything we talked about, anything you heard on the air, anything you heard in the news, any pending legislation, more than glad to talk to you. 410-922-6680. Ron Savage standing by to take your call. We talked about cormorants too the last hour, if you remember. Talked about those nasty fish eaters that they're considering up in Ontario opening a season for, because of the overabundance of their numbers in the, you know, tens of thousands of them up there on the shores of Lake Ontario. We had a caller call in and talked about the overall destruction they're doing on Lake Ontario, for sure. Leonard called in, and we just got an email from him, and you know, he's all in favor of it. He says that the cormorants have, you know, pretty much knocked the smallmouth fishing in the head up there in Conowingo, and, you know, I mean, in Lake Ontario. And if you look at our waters, you know, when you go across the Bay Bridge, especially in the evening, I saw him. When did I see him? Last evening, yeah, and even yesterday afternoon. You see all those blackbirds nested on the Bay Bridge over there? Well, those are cormorants. And their poop is very acidic. It's to the point where it can kill vegetation. You go up to Conowingo, you can see some trees up there that have been destroyed. But, you know, they're a nasty bird. They're fish eaters. So let's talk to Claude in Baltimore. Good morning, Claude. How are you? This looks interesting.
Well, I don't know if it sounds stupid or not, but is there a taxidermist that sells, like, a real dead bear that they would sell, you know what I mean, that was already
mounted, ready stuff? You know, I don't know that you're allowed to do that in Maryland. I am not sure what the rules are on buying taxidermy mounts. Why, are you looking for one?
No, somebody else was looking for one and asked me about it, and I didn't know the answer.
Oh, well.
It sounds stupid, so I said, I'll call my man out.
Well, no, it's not stupid. If somebody wants a taxidermy bear, if they want a bear that was once alive and been preserved through taxidermy, I mean, I think that's cool. You know, I know you're not allowed to sell deer antlers and deer parts here in Maryland, and, you know, whitetails and sick of deer. I don't know about black bears. I don't think you'd be allowed to sell them here. But there might be some states where they can find one of those. I'll tell you what, I'll do a little checking and see what some of my taxidermist buddies say. You know, there are people who will take an animal to have a taxidermist, you know, preserve that and then leave it there and never get it.
What about a Kodak bear?
A Kodak?
Yeah.
You mean a Kodiak?
A Kodiak, yeah.
Yeah, a brown bear. Kodak bear. Yeah. Is one you take a picture of. You know, a Kodiak bear is one of those salmon eaters from up in Alaska.
Alaska, right.
Yeah.
They're beautiful bears, they really are.
Oh, they're gorgeous. They're absolutely gorgeous. I know where there's a 10-footer right now standing upright looking at you, you know.
Where's that at?
A buddy of mine's a taxidermist, and he killed it up in Alaska. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he mounted it on a, you know, standing up, full mount. And can you imagine a bear that you look up at, it's, you know, 8 foot, 10 foot tall, and you go, oh, my good gravy.
I'll tell you what would be funnier. You break into a house, and all of a sudden you see that thing looking at you.
Yeah, that's right. That would be hilarious. Yeah, well, I hunted up in Garrett County, and my landowner up there was a worldwide hunter. He's gone now, unfortunately, but when you opened his front door,
right,
you were greeted by a male lion with an impala in its mouth looking at you.
Oh, really?
And a hyena standing behind the lion.
Oh, wow.
And when you walked into his sitting room where he read his paper every morning, there was a polar bear up in the rafters standing on an ice floe, full mount. There was a rhinoceros, a Cape buffalo. And yeah. Then on the one side, there was a 10-foot Russian brown bear, a grizzly bear from, I think Alaska, and you know, the guy had bear and deer, and you know, when you went down in his basement, you walked down his basement steps, you came face to face with a Cape buffalo, and then on the other corner there was a shoulder mount of a hippopotamus with its mouth wide open. So,
oh wow!
Yeah,
that was beautiful.
Oh yeah, no question. So,
polar bear's another beautiful animal.
Polar bear's a gorgeous animal. We can't import them now, though. You can hunt them, but you're not allowed to bring them back. So.
Well, that's sad, ain't it?
I think so. I think it's a result of bad science and good marketing by the anti-hunting people.
Uh-huh.
So, Claude, Peter, appreciate the call. I'll tell you what. I'll do some looking around. You let me know.
Okay, buddy.
All right, buddy. Thanks. See ya.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. God love Claude. Comes up with stuff, different stuff, almost every week. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I hope you're enjoying the show today. We're wide-ranging here today, that's for sure. That's the beauty of this show, though. You know, we don't stick to one topic and beat it to death. We're shotgun. You know, we're all over the place. Whether it's interesting or not, I don't know. Maybe you like a cohesive, organized show. But my life is not cohesive and organized, so why should the show be? What do you think? 410-922-6680 is the phone number. Kodak bear. You know what was going through my, Simon and Garfunkel was going through my head when Claude was talking about a Kodak bear. I'm gonna take my Kodachrome away. Of course, that was a Nikon camera. Well, going up to the break, I want to remind you one more time about a couple of events, Blaze and Camo Day, coming up this coming Thursday, February 7th. That's going to be in Annapolis. We're going to meet at the parking lot there at the Naval Stadium parking lot right off Taylor Avenue. I think it's the third entrance to the parking lot there. On the right-hand side, you just pull in there. You look for the plane. You pull in there. You park. A couple bucks to ride the shuttle downtown. Bring your camo and dress appropriately for standing outside. Wear your blaze orange hat, and we'll be there to. And we'll give you a hat if you don't have one. And we'll be there to meet and greet lawmakers, give them our hats, talk about pending legislation, let them know that hunters are here rallied because hunting is important to us and important to. Important to Maryland for jobs and taxes and everything else. So, and it's constantly under threat in Annapolis. So hunting and trapping and shooting sports as well. So, that's February 7th. Starts at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. So be there about 8:30 at the Naval parking lot, Naval Stadium parking lot off Taylor Avenue. And, you'll see us with our orange hats on. Just come to the little shuttle stop there and ride downtown. We'll be right down there at next to Lawyers Mall at the House of Delegates. So, and then March 23rd is the Maryland Hunting Coalition benefit, dinner and benefit. It's up at Martin's in Westminster. Beautiful place. It's Saturday, March 23rd. Starts at noon, runs till 5 o'clock. We have prizes and guns and crossbows and all kinds of stuff to give away, optics and bows and all kinds of good stuff that we always have and offer for different raffles and prizes and auctions and things like that. And we always have a crowd, and it's a good meal, it's a good fellowship. So you can get your tickets online through the website MD Hunting Coalition. You can see the Blazing Camo Day and the benefit right there. And Bill Miles, the advocate for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, was on earlier talking about a little legislation, talking about night shooting for deer that we tried to prevent last year. We did have some moderate success when it came to the rules and regulations for that. So let's talk to Tom in Reisterstown. Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I got my muzzleloader yesterday.
Hey, final winter chicken dinner for December, and we're glad to be able to send that out to you. Fine folks at CVA are always good to support the Outdoors and Radio Show. And I don't know if you remember, a couple of years ago we did an interview with Chad Scher. He's their pro staff guy that travels all over the country. He does their television show and so forth. He's going to be in Maryland today at church in Sudlersville. So we're going to, Rob and I are going to go up and say hi to Chad, and hopefully we'll be able to, you know, just have a minute of his time. It is at the, let's see, I'm trying to find the name of the church, Shorehaven Baptist Church.
Cool.
Shorehaven Baptist Church. So that's an event you might want to look on their website and check that out. Shorehavenbaptist.org is their website. So I'm going to try and get up there and say hi to Chad. So I'll be glad to tell him you got your muzzle loader, and everybody that got him is happy.
Yeah, I'm real happy, man. It's a beautiful gun.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm glad you got one. So.
Yep. So
all right.
I'm going to begin to getting in the muzzle loader now.
Yeah, well, good. Get healed up and from your surgery, and now you got something to practice with.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it, man.
All right, Tom. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good weekend.
See you, buddy. Bye bye. There goes Tom, our muzzle loader winner. It's always nice to hear from him. So, and it's always nice to talk about the fine folks from CVA. Now it's time for me to talk to you about Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde Sports Shop, located 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. They are your full-line Browning dealer, and we're going to talk a little bit about Browning rifles this time. That's right, the rifle. The AB3 Hunter. It is a combo package. It comes with not only a high-powered bolt-action rifle, but a Nikon Buckmaster 4-12x40 BDC rifle scope. Comes in 243, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm 08, 7mm Remington mag, and 300 Win mag. This is probably the most reasonable-priced rifle and scope combination, and the highest quality one that you can buy for the money. The AB3 Hunter. Make sure if you're looking for a new deer rifle, big game rifle, you see that one. And then top of the line, the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon. Comes in three models. Speed, which is a little short. Long range, longer barrel, and the McMillan model, which is in between. It comes in arid urban camo. It has the Dura-Touch finish, composite stock. The barrel is Cerakote finish, fluted, sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake. In case you ever want to put a suppressor on there, you can do that. Detachable rotary magazine, short throw bolt, and more. Select calibers for the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon. You might want to check that out. And then, of course, the standard X-Bolt. All heavy magnum, short magnum, and standard rifle calibers. Extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection, the X-Bolt. All at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway exit number 9. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Did I say that too fast? 242-6108 for Clyde, your full-line Browning dealer. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. It's time for the National Outdoor Show. Coming up February 22nd and 23rd at the South Dorchester School, 3485 Golden Hill Road in Church Creek, Maryland. Just $8 for adults and $4 for kids to get in. This is the home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. Proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. A weekend of shopping. You can eat seafood and muskrat. See contests like the Muskrat Skinning Championship of the World. Remember, visit the National Outdoor Show February 22nd, 23rd in Dorchester County. NationalOutdoorShow.org. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
The Great American Outdoor Show, February 2nd through the 10th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org, February 2nd through the 10th in Harrisburg.
Bay Country Crabbing Supply. They're in Edgewater. They're located at 214 Mayo Road, main route through Edgewater, Maryland. Everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and a large selection of bay fishing tackle. Bay Country Crabbing Supply has stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts and live boxes and nets and rope and buoys and stainless steel steamers and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear, and lots of it. Bay Country Crabbing Supply will be displaying their goods at the Pasadena Sport Fishing Show coming up in a couple weeks. But mark your calendars now for April 13th, the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Attention watermen, bring your license for your discount to Bay Country Crabbing Supply and their website of the same name, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold. Long star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him, and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away.
All right, I like Willie. I like singing with Willie, you know? I like singing with anybody. So, hey, we have time for maybe one or two more calls. If you'd like to share something on your mind. We'd love to talk to you. You know, it's cold out there. How cold is it? I saw a couple beagles yesterday on the eastern shore with jumper cables trying to start a rabbit. That's how cold it was. Yeah. Anybody want to give us their favorite how cold was it joke? Maybe win a couple tickets to the National Outdoor Show. How cold was it yesterday? You remember those old jokes? Red Skelton and a bunch of them used to tell them. How windy was it yesterday? Why? How windy was it? I saw a chicken lay the same egg 3 times. That's how windy it was. We got to get that caller. Maybe he's calling early for the Garden Club. Maybe not. Our buddy Mark in Towson. Glad to hear from him. All right. All right, Mark. Where are you, buddy? Hey, Mark, how cold was it yesterday?
It was so cold, I saw two politicians walking down the street that had their hands in their own pockets.
Oh, no, that's... Now, come on. I don't know that it's ever been that cold. Good one. I liked it.
Yeah.
I like it. So, the one I used to use was, hey, you know that soldier up there in front of the courthouse, that statue? Yeah, it was so cold he laid his rifle down and put his hands in his pockets. But I like the one about the politician. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, buddy. I appreciate it. I hope we'll see you at the benefit this year.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Okay. Have a great week.
All right. You too. Thanks, Mark. Hey, you're getting ready to get busy, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fortunately.
Fortunately is right.
I can buy food for another year.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. All right. Take care, man.
Have a great one.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Oh, thank you, John. Complimenting me on my singing voice. I don't know. I used to sing a little bit from time to time, but occasionally I like to join in if I can get it in the key, the right key. So, what do you think, Ron? Time for the music? All right. I think we're done for the day. I'm about worn out. Got to drive home to Robin here in Easton here shortly. I do got to run out to check the mailbox here for a minute, and then we'll be gone to the Eastern Shore. And there's the very loud music. But where'd it go? There we go. There's the music. All right. Folks, I enjoyed today. I had a good time. I hope you did, too. Think about some how cold was it jokes. How windy was it jokes. How hot was it jokes. 60 degrees on Monday. I hate it. It's winter time. Get out. Stay out.